An old timer one time who was a Christian talked about being ready. And he said to me, when Jesus comes, I want to be prayed up and paid up. Kind of a comical way of saying it, I guess. But what he was saying was, I want my relationship with God to be right. And I want to be close to the Lord, and I want to be right with God and clear in my conscience with Him. And Jesus told a parable about 10 virgins. These virgins were part of the wedding party that would accompany the bride and the groom in Jesus' day. Now, they did things quite a bit differently back then. They didn't invite people to a certain date and time to a wedding. They just said, there's going to be a wedding, you're invited, we'll let you know when it is. And then when everything was ready, send out word that today is the day, and everybody would come to the wedding. Well, this was the way that it was done in those days, a little different than we do today. But in the parable that Jesus told, when the people were told today is the day, and everybody got ready and were prepared, there was some sort of a delay. In fact, the delay extended into the night hours. And Jesus told this parable that we might be ever ready in our relationship with God. It's found in the 25th chapter of Matthew, beginning with the first verse. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom comes, go you out to meet him. And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go you rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. You see, Jesus said that our relationship to God was to be fresh and real and current. Oil in the scriptures refers to the Holy Spirit. It's a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Being a follower of Jesus Christ is just that. It is not an experience where we have one time where we make some kind of expression or a declaration of faith, and then that's all there is, and never have to walk with the Lord. It's a continual walk. It's a relationship in every part of our lives, and we stay very close to Him because He is our Father, and now we are His child by faith. The Holy Spirit is there, and God pours out the Holy Spirit into our hearts so that we can live this life as Jesus Christ wanted us to live it, and be ready because our relationship with God is fresh. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I want to have a fresh and vibrant relationship with you. Help me not to grow cold. Help me not to be distant from you. I pray that the fire does not go out within my soul. My desire to follow you, my love for you, let it not wax cold and old. But may my relationship with you be fresh, new every day, that I will not be ashamed, and I will lack nothing. In Jesus' name, amen.